Welcome to Massachusetts General Hospital's Cardiovascular Podcast, celebrating the 100th anniversary of cardiology at Mass General and Paul Dudley White, who founded our cardiology division in 1916.
I'm Dr. Melissa J. Wood, and I am the co-director of the Corrigan Women's Heart Health Program at Massachusetts General Hospital, and I'm an associate professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. In anticipation of the 100th anniversary of the cardiac unit at Mass General, we have a grand opportunity to revisit the foundations upon which this unit was founded under the leadership of Dr. Paul Dudley White. While many of you are familiar with this extraordinary man, many are likely unaware of the enormity of his impact on the field of cardiology. Dr. White was born in Roxbury just over 130 years ago. His intellectual gifts were tremendous and clear at an early age. However, he also possessed a very unique ability to continuously learn from those around him, and this informed his ongoing understanding of cardiology and allowed him to gain an international reputation. Although I knew a great deal about his background, philosophies, and clarity of scientific thought and observation, I was largely unaware of the breadth of compassion, social responsibility, and humility possessed by Dr. White. As our division moves forward into its second century, I think we can learn so much by reviewing the life and teaching of Dr. White. Given the current environment of change and the increasing recognition of the importance of population health in cardiac disease, prevention, and treatment, we can use Dr. White's ideas not only to take better care of our patients, but also ourselves and our surroundings to provide the overall best care and to have the greatest impact. Dr. Renee Favolaro authored an excellent review entitled A Revival of Paul Dudley White, An Overview of Present Medical Practice and of Our Society, in the March 30th, 1999 edition of Circulation. I strongly recommend you read this excellent piece, as well as the article, Paul Dudley White, the Father of American Cardiology, published in Clinical Cardiology in 1991 and authored by Dr. J. Willis Hurst, a former trainee of Dr. White's with ties to Mass General. Both pieces give us an overview of the background, impact, and legacy of Dr. White on the field of cardiology. As we reflect on the practice of cardiology today, we recognize the undeniable imprint of technology. We now document our notes in an EMR, we order highly sophisticated tests to diagnose heart disease, and we rely upon even more complex and expensive treatments to provide our patients relief of their symptoms. Dr. White understood early on that the value of a good clinical history trumps diagnostic tests every time. The ability to ask the right questions and listen for the answer is a skill rarely taught today in medical schools and residencies. Patients often have the answer if you give them the opportunity to tell you. Those of us given the privilege of teaching young medical students and physicians must remember to share this important bit of wisdom with trainees. Dr. White also believed in the equality of all patients, regardless of age, gender, race, socioeconomic background, disability, or sexual orientation. All patients deserve our best care. Unfortunately, even today, we see bias in treatment, which, although likely unconscious on the part of most providers, still exists and must be addressed. Dr. White also understood the importance of the team in patient care. It has long been understood that at Mass General, whether one is the greeter at the information desk, a member of the environmental services crew, or the president of the hospital, we are all part of a team, and without these people, this team could not function to deliver the highest quality of care possible. Teams are also incredibly important as we tackle more complex disease in older and sicker patients. The National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute and the American Heart Association both exist today thanks to the vision and intellectual curiosity of Dr. White. We must never stop seeking to find the answer for unsolved research questions. Whether this answer will be found in basic science, the imaging lab, or even at the bedside. Dr. White was devoted to the daily practice of behavioral medicine. Although this discipline was only recently named, he clearly recognized the critical components of this discipline and included them not only in his advice to patients, but in his daily life as well. He was well known for his preference of a bicycle to a car and stairs over the elevator, and was often seen on his daily ride to work cruising along the path that now bears his name. He ate well, he was committed to his loved ones and his career, and without a doubt led by example. His uncanny understanding of the importance of daily physical activity and proper nutrition as preventive medicine was clearly way ahead of its time. We now have the science to see that the strategies he recognized have an enormous impact on overall cardiovascular health. Dr. White was also a staunch believer in the power of optimism. He recognized the importance of this quality and its role in caring for his patients. He saw the enormous power of a positive attitude and how it could do wonders in attenuating fear, sorrow, anger, and pain in his patients. Dr. White possessed personality attributes which are sometimes rare in today's highly demanding medical environment, but can actually make a difference between a good doctor and a great one. These include humility, compassion, generosity of spirit, kindness, a sense of humor, and of course, optimism. Several years ago, our group, following the lead and philosophies of Dr. White, developed a study which looked at the effect of a community-based primary prevention program in a low-income group of residents in a neighborhood served by the Mass General Community Health Center. We sought to deliver a unique blend of prevention, which brought together women at risk for cardiac disease who were living with high levels of day-to-day stress. This project, funded by a generous grant from the Corrigan-Minahan family, looked at the impact of health coaching, nutrition, exercise, and stress management counseling, and the creation of a social network of peers on women in the neighborhood of Revere. The Heart Awareness and Primary Prevention in Your Neighborhood, or Happy Heart Study, not only demonstrated improvement in cardiovascular risk factors, but importantly also in markers of stress, depression, and anxiety. The women, instead of sitting at home, eating alone in front of their televisions, met up with their friends from the study and walked the Revere Beach, attended yoga and Tai Chi classes, and learned to be resilient, and most importantly, learned that they could better manage their health through this comprehensive approach. In this day of unparalleled physician burnout, I think we also need to remember to lead by example. Find the time to make our own health a priority. If we are not taking the steps to achieve optimal health, it is very hard for us to ask our patients to do so. Dr. Paul Dudley White, in founding our cardiac unit, gave us the ideas and environment to make extraordinary progress in the fight against heart disease. He also, however, showed us the importance of being the healthiest versions of ourselves we can be.
Listen to other podcasts in this series and learn more about Paul Dudley White's legacy of cardiac care by visiting massgeneral.org/PDW.